NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A powerful Category 4 Hurricane Earl is churning toward the U.S. East Coast today. Earl dumped heavy rain on northeastern Caribbean islands, and forecasters say it could brush the mid-Atlantic coast late Thursday. Hurricane experts tell coastal residents from North Carolina to Maine to monitor the storm and be ready to evacuate or secure homes, businesses, and possessions. One person who's monitoring, Beach Patrol lifeguard Steve Van Heis in New Jersey.
It's getting bad towards the end of the year now with all the hurricanes coming. Danielle just passed through, and now Earl's on its way.
But Heis says on the Jersey shore, there's still plenty to do besides swimming. He says unless and until a storm hits, visitors can enjoy amusement park rides, foods, and the company of friends and family. President Obama is to mark the formal end of combat operations in Iraq today. Monica Ortiz Uribe reports the president will start with a speech to troops at Fort Bliss in El Paso, Texas.
Before addressing the nation from the Oval Office tonight, President Obama will personally thank some of the 25,000 soldiers stationed at Fort Bliss in El Paso. Since the beginning of the war, some 200,000 soldiers from Fort Bliss served in Iraq. Of those deployed from Fort Bliss, 51 died. About 50,000 soldiers will remain in Iraq to advise and assist Iraqi security forces. For NPR News, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe in El Paso.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the president will outline what's involved in the troop drawdown and where it leaves the U.S. in Iraq. Gibbs says one thing is clear. Iraqis will be in charge of their future.
This redoubles the efforts of the Iraqis. They will write the next chapter in Iraqi history, and they will be principally responsible for it.
Iraqi politicians have yet to form a government months after national elections. Authorities on two continents are investigating two men in custody in Amsterdam detained following a United Airlines flight. As NPR's Carrie Johnson reports, law enforcement sources say at least one of the men packed suspicious items in his checked bag, though officials say the items were not dangerous in and of themselves.
U.S. officials discovered cell phones, a medicine bottle, and watches taped together in the bag of one passenger. Knives were also discovered. He boarded an overseas flight after his travel plans shifted, and his bag remained behind in the U.S. Airport security officials who searched the bag alerted Dutch authorities. They detained him. He's a Yemeni who lived in Detroit. Another passenger sitting near him is also in Dutch custody. The FBI and Dutch investigators are exploring the background of both men as a precaution. Officials say their names did not appear on a no-fly list or in a terrorist database. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. A Christian aid worker has been released after more than 3 months in captivity in the Darfur region of western Sudan. But as NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, kidnappers in the area remain active.
Violence in Darfur is way down from the days when marauding gunmen routinely attacked villages there. But the region remains very dicey, and kidnapping foreigners for ransom has been a particular problem this year. Flavia Wagner, a worker with the evangelical organization Samaritan's Purse, was abducted in May after armed men stopped a two-vehicle convoy in which she was traveling. The Christian group said the 35-year-old was freed Monday. Franklin Graham, president of Samaritan's Purse, thanked the American and Sudanese governments in helping to secure her release. The Sudanese said police rescued her. On Sunday, kidnappers grabbed two Russian pilots who worked for Sudan's Badr Airlines, according to the government's state-run Suna News Agency. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Nairobi.
A major Mexican drug trafficker has been arrested near Mexico City. As James Blears reports, the United States wants him to face trial on U.S. soil.
U.S. authorities had offered a $2 million reward for the capture of Texas-born Edgar Valdez Villarreal, nicknamed La Barbie because of his blonde complexion. He's been indicted in the United States on major cocaine smuggling charges, so an application for his extradition is likely. A ruthless enforcer for the Beltran Leyva cartel, he broke away to form his own faction after Mexican Marines shot dead his boss last December. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
And I'm Paul Brown. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for